The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
All right, we're here with Alex Nedeljkovic after the Sharks' season or preseason opening victory. And just how nice is it for you, man, to get into those game situations and to be able to test yourself? Because I know that, you know, practice scrimmages, they're all great, but they don't quite simulate a real game.
Yeah, you just said it right there. You can practice all you want, you can scrimmage all you want, but until you get out there and you play against 20 other guys that mm-hmm. you have no affiliation with, the intensity really doesn't match at any point. The attention to details isn't as sharp, you know, in scrimmages and stuff like that. You can get away with it because it's just practice, right? So I think, tonight mistakes were made on both sides, but they were, I think, made out of either, you know, over aggression or just trying to, you know, be in the right place, right? And maybe honestly trying too hard sometimes.
Yeah.
But I think you'll take that in these kind of games and you can learn from it. And I mean, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of it comes down to just wanting it a little bit more than the other guys and sticking with it. And I thought tonight was a great job. They came out a little fast in the first period, stuck with it, and then, you know, getting that first one, we just kind of took off from there.
How nice was it for you to have to deal with situational hockey, to have to deal with those penalty kills, or specifically the 5-on-3 situation?
Same thing. You can practice it all you want, but you don't get that same speed and intensity as in practice. For whatever reason, in practice, it feels like, you know, we have to make 15 passes before guys want to shoot the puck and put it in the net. And it's not always game realistic. You know, at this level, guys can do a lot of things. But once you get on the ice, you know, anything can happen, and it happens pretty fast. So it was nice to see, you know, all situations, a little bit of 6-on-5 there. And, you know, 5-on-4, even getting mm-hmm. a 5-on-3 out of it is good stuff too.
What is the big takeaway for you after this first preseason performance? What did you learn about yourself? I guess, did you find out things about your fitness, your reaction time? Are there things that you immediately want to go work on?
No, honestly, preseason is all about just working the kinks out, mm-hmm. get back into game shape, you know, and just playing a full 60 minutes, getting back into that flow of, okay, you know, you have a TV timeout every few minutes or mm-hmm. – you know, you guys get caught on the ice, and you got to go a minute and a half, 2 minutes sometimes without kind of taking a breath. So it's tough to replicate, anywhere else. But you're just trying to, play situations differently and just hopefully feel the puck quite a bit.
I know that you've barely been in camp now since Thursday after media day on Wednesday, but you're getting to know your teammates. You're getting to know this group. Obviously, everyone talked about how fun and young this group was here in San Jose. Is that something that you're finding to be true? Are you having a good time here?
Yeah, I'm having a great time. It's, like you said, a young group. It's a fun group. Guys just are playing hockey, and I think that's like the best way you can look at it is we're just playing a game. We're having mm-hmm. fun. And you know, we just want to win. If you want to win, you want to win more than the other team, you know, I feel like more times than not, it's going to go your way. So hopefully we can carry that, you know, the same feeling, same vibes into the season.
In terms of chemistry, guys knowing where they're going to be, where you expect them to be, especially after you make a stop, you're trying to get it going right back the other direction. How long does that take to work itself out, and is that one of the more important parts of preseason?
It takes some time, and, you know, like you said, that's a big part of the preseason is just getting used to those habits and getting used to the way guys play and how we want to play as a team and a system. So, you know, as we go on here, you know, I'm sure we'll do some more controlled stuff and practices and walk through it a little bit at times, just so everybody's on the same page, and then you can start to ramp it up, and then hopefully, you know, come game time, it's second nature, and you got a feel of where guys are.
In terms of figuring out guys' games, is it almost easier with some of the younger guys because you know they're going to be locked into what the coaches are saying a little bit more than some of the veterans?
I don't know about that. I mean, everybody, like, it doesn't matter. Nobody wants to get embarrassed.
Yeah.
It's preseason and it's the National Hockey League. Everybody's here for a reason. They, mm-hmm. you know, everybody's talented and skilled enough to be here. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. Right. So, you know, I know it wasn't their lineup, obviously, but it wasn't our lineup either. So there's, you know, there were plays to be made and whatnot, and I think we made some pretty good ones on our end, and I thought they executed on some plays themselves, and you know, we just executed on a few more. So it was, you know, I think it doesn't matter who you are, at what point in your career you're in, if mm-hmm. it's your first game or you're playing game 1,000 this year, it's you got to have the right intentions coming into every single game, whether it's game one of the preseason or game 82.
I know you've been here in the Bay Area for a bit now. How are you settling in? How do you like the South Bay?
It's great. It's great. Sunshine's awesome. Seeing it every day, a little different than the Midwest, and just having fun, getting used to now finding my way to the rink and getting to know the area a little bit around home is it's been nice. It's different. Feels a little bit like vacation, seeing the mountains on the drive home from the rink. Pretty nice.
That's pretty cool. So I know you're from Ohio. Who are all your teams that you grew up rooting for?
Obviously, all the Cleveland teams.
Okay.
You know, at the time, the Indians and all the Guardians, the Cavs, and obviously the Browns. Big win today.
Yeah.
Cost pulling off a pretty impressive blocked field goal and then long field goal attempt as well. So, yeah, those are my teams. Obviously, I watched that. At that time, it was the Cleveland Barons. So I think they were affiliated with San Jose.
They were, yeah.
Back in the day. So I went to a couple American Hockey League games back then. I believe it was American Hockey League still. But, yeah, other than that, I grew up mostly watching Blue Jackets games because that was what was on. I think it was Fox Sports Ohio. So, you know, I was watching them and seemed to catch a few Pittsburgh games here and there. And Detroit was another one. I watched probably quite a bit of Red Wings games. So, yeah, those are probably the main ones.
Nice, man. Well, I will let you go, but congrats on opening things out in a very, very nice shutout fashion. And I promise you I'm going to bug you more soon, all right?
Awesome. Thank you.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.